Yes, there were spells in the first half. I thought it was a little bit attack v defence, and if George Long hasn't endeared himself to our fans yet, then he never will, because that's what he's trained like since he's been here. So, you know, there's loads of positives to come out of the day. We defended our box well in the first half. We didn't get anything really going ourselves, a couple of fleeting moments. But second half, certainly, we just tweaked a couple of things. The intensity was better and, you know, we caused problems because of it. And it was obviously nice to take the two chances in a short space of time.
Now, big guy up front, so I take it you're working on different methods to goal.
Yes, we have to. Good thing is we've got a very nice pitch this season, and credit to the ground staff. They've done a wonderful job. So, yeah, we in the past, we've always felt once we get towards November, we're going to struggle and we're going to need to. It's hard to move the ball quickly on a bad, bobbly pitch. So this season, we feel we've got that to go with. And we went for quality over that physical approach. We looked at the strikers and worked hard to get in Kwezi and Cody, and they're proven and they've got really good ability. And I saw some great link-up between Lyle and Cody and so on and so forth.
George Long, you've already mentioned, excellent, I thought, this afternoon. Deji Oselage is just a different class again, isn't he?
Yeah, you look at players, you try and bring players in who you think might be better than the level, players who you can attract. And I did mention this last week in Meet the Manager. You know, we work in a very tight recruitment circle. There's people want us to sign Messi, and unfortunately they don't realise that what we've got and who will come to the club isn't great. People go to clubs for money, the grandeur of the club, and then lastly the manager, and I have to try and work on that one. When they're here, they then realise what a special club it is, and that's why you've got a better chance sometimes of recruiting players who have been here before, good players like Kwezi, like Deji, and getting them to come back, because they know how special the club is.
I've seen a few times you mentioned that you've got your first choices. Has it been a good pre-season? How has pre-season been for you?
It's been really good. We're disappointing first day. You know, Darius took a sort of wrong step and felt his knee, and he's had to go under the knife. So that was disappointing. Meadsy's taken a lot longer than we thought. So it would have been nice to have both Darius and Meadsy back. That would have put a real competitive edge on the squad, but hopefully we'll get them back before long, and if we can add another two players perhaps to the squad, I think we'll look and go, there's something to go war with.
I was going to ask that. I mean, Jimmy Abdu came in today, so it's another two, a striker and a midfielder maybe?
Yep, that's on our list. That's what we're looking for. We've got £8.50 to get them both in, and we're hopefully we'll be able to do it. So, no, it was great, and for one of the first times ever since I've been manager of Wimbledon, the curveball that Jimmy had signed for Millwall put a lot of people off thinking we'd get him. So it's nice that it was a nice surprise from when we did.
And the trialists this afternoon, when will you make a decision about them?
Today. We're going on tour next week, 3 days down to the Celtic Manor. So we've got to decide who's going on that. So today we'll make a decision on them and you know, try and do the right thing by both them and the club.
If I make your transfer budget up to around 10, did you want to tell me how they've done?
No, not good enough.
It's Burton next on Friday. What are you hoping to get from that one?
Again, it would just, you know, more minutes to different players. So we've got to jiggle the minutes up, make sure that, you know, you can easily go through pre-season and realise that you've undercooked a couple of players. So we've literally got a chart up where every minute's counted for. So we know who's low, who's high, where they need to get game time. So by the end of the last game, there won't be much between the top and the bottom amount of minutes. And so that will be the thing. But at the same time, trying to get a lot out of what we've been working on. And hopefully the lads will get a bit of confidence from today.
It's great to see Barry Fuller back this afternoon. Charles, as you've mentioned, Meads and Soares, where are they on their recovery?
Soares, he hopefully will train next week. Meads, he not quite sure. It's just dragging a little bit. So it's kind of every day we're hopeful, but he's never quite getting out with us on the training field. So that one's just dragging. Darius, we know that he'll be back probably 2 weeks into August, a week into August. So that's when Darius will be back. So by the time we get them all back, we'll be in a sort of bit of a congested fixture list, and hopefully they'll massively add to the squad by then.
Anyone likely to leave?
No, we've had a couple go out. I don't see that happening, but you never know. Players, once the season starts, players sometimes realise that they're not first choice or not getting in, and come in with their tail between the legs moaning that they want to play, and things can happen. Then that's why you see a lot happening in the last 2 weeks of August, because players realise that they need to move on to get their game time. But I don't see that happening, so I think we've got a squad here where they're all going to play a part.
Tom Elliott, Jake Reeves left in the summer, big players for us, but it does leave an opportunity for new heroes to be made, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it was important when I knew Tom would leave. Jake came as a little bit of more of a surprise, but when you lose two of your mainstay better players, it was important we replaced them with good players, and already players can see, they look at George Long, they look at Deji, they look at Cody, they look at Quezzy, and already, you know, now Jimmy's come in and they're going, wow, we've filled the spots with really good players. So there's an air of confidence about them.
It may be a kind of a positive negative. Bursic also moved up. We're getting players now that move up, which shows something about maybe the quality that we have here now.
Yeah, the club's growing all the time, and you know, I've been here 5 years now, it's a lifetime for a manager, but you know, if we could strip it back to where we was then and where we are now, I think everybody at the club would be really proud.